101.7 FM, streaming online at MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
That was Whoopi John and the Jolly Phelps Polka. It is 70 degrees outside our Chasm studios. It is 7 o'clock, and it is now time for our Dick Putch Show. Here's Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putch Show.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putch Show here on KASM Radio. Time to take a look. Scores and highlights, various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. An absolutely beautiful Sunday afternoon, the last day of June. Our Dick Putch Show brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe. Sox Center Herald and the Star Post. Kutzer Excavating in Albany. Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose. Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, The Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center bringing us our Dick Putch Show, as is Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, now Gilk Services. Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, and Willenbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. Busy weekend for amateur baseball. Over in the County Line League this weekend, today, it was Painesville at Atwater, and Atwater defeats Painesville today by a score of 7-2. 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Atwater, 2 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Painesville. David Kingery on the mound will get the win today for Atwater, relieved by Josh Kingery in the 8th and the catcher, Logan Strauman. For Painesville, Griffin Berkey starts, takes the loss, relieved by Sam Orline in the 2nd, Bennett Evans in the 7th, Grayson Fuchs in the 8th, and the catchers today were Grady Fuchs and Griffin Berkey. Some hitting highlights for Atwater. Josh Kingery, 3-for-3 with a double. Carson McCain had a double. David Kingery was 2-for-4 with a double today. And Jack Peterson, 2-for-3 with a double. For Painesville, Abe Bullard, 3-for-5. Abe had a two-run home run in the 3rd inning this afternoon, and Drew Tangen was 3-for-5. Drew had a double. And a final today had Atwater defeating Painesville by a score of 7-2. There were some games also played in the Busch Light Invite in Rosen, and Regal was attending that Busch Light Invite. They beat Waverly Montrose 6-5. They also took on Castlewood of South Dakota, and Castlewood of South Dakota beat them 5-3. And then today, Sunday Championship had Regal defeating Milbank of South Dakota 3-0 today in the Busch Light Invite in Rosen, Minnesota. Other games to report tonight here on the Dick Putch Show. Let's go over to the Sauk Valley League. And on Wednesday night in the Sauk Valley League, there was baseball taking place. Clear Lake was at St. Joseph on Wednesday night, and St. Joe defeated Clear Lake by a score of 10-0. 10-0 in 7 innings. 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors for St. Joe. No runs, 2 hits, 4 errors for Clear Lake. Joey Atkinson will get the complete game victory for St. Joe. And Ben Brown takes the loss for Clear Lake with Trevor Fleege in the 4th, Caleb Leintz in the 6th, and the catchers Quentin Dukowitz and Ben Kullberg. Some hitting highlights for St. Joe on Wednesday night. Andrew Rott had a triple, and Noah Bissett a 3-for-4 in that ball game. For Clear Lake, nobody had more than one hit. So a final on Wednesday night had St. Joe defeating Clear Lake in 7 innings, 10-0. On Wednesday night was a busy night over in Sartell at the St. Cloud Orthopedic Field. They received the Tink Larson Field of the Year Award from the High School Coaches Association in a ceremony held at home plate on Wednesday night over in Sartell. The game between the Sartell Muskies and the Sartell Stone Ponies went to the Muskies as they defeated the Stone Ponies 14-4 on Wednesday night. John Schumer going six innings in that ball game with relief help from David Dominski and Grant McEthune. They finished up. Some hitting highlights for the Muskies. Andrew Dieters, Jacob Merrill, and Adam Schellinger all collected three hits in the ball game. Sartell had 18 hits total on Wednesday night. The Stone Ponies, they had a two-run home run from Sean Lindsay, and Chase Hine took the loss for the Stone Ponies on Wednesday night as the Muskies defeated the Sartell Stone Ponies by score of 14-4. Today in the Sauk Valley League, we had the Sartell Stone Ponies at Clear Lake today in 10 innings. Clear Lake defeats the Sartell Stone Ponies 5-4. Five runs, 13 hits, no errors for Clear Lake. Four runs, eight hits, three errors for the Stone Ponies. Jackson Phillippe starts on the mound for Clear Lake, relieved by Cody Pausch in the ninth. Jordan Golombecki in the 10th. He gets the win, and the catch was Caleb Lyons. For the Stone Ponies, Max Koparek starts, relieved by Nate Nierenhausen in the third. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Will Kranz. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake today, Matt Cordy, 3-for-5 with a double. Caleb Lyons, 2-for-5, and Trevor Bleege was 4-for-5 today. For the Stone Ponies this afternoon, Blake House was 2-for-4, and Josh Tinklenberg had a double. So a final this afternoon from Clear Lake in 10 innings. Clear Lake 5, the Stone Ponies 4. All right, that'll take a look at the County Line Leagues and Sauk Valley Leagues this evening. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Victory League with their scores and highlights right after these messages.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putt Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and Investments Advisory Services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you this evening. Let's go over to the Victory League tonight. Got some scores for you here. Avon taking on St. Stephen yesterday, and in seven innings, Avon defeats St. Stephen by a score of 19-3, 19 runs, 23 hits, no errors for Avon, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for St. Stephen. Matt Pickleman on the mound will get the win for Avon on Saturday. His catcher, Carter Holthaus. For St. Stephen, Landon Lunzer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Cole Fuker in the second, Reed Lunzer in the third, and the catcher, Logan Seamers. Some hitting highlights for Avon on Saturday. Ryan Jensen, big day, 4 hits, 2 home runs. Had a grand slam home run in the fourth, a 2-run homer in the seventh inning. Caleb Curry, 4 hits on the day. He had 2 doubles. Drew Leiser, 2 hits with a double. Peyton Randall, 2 hits, one of them a grand slam home run in the second. Joe Dolan had 2 hits, and Carter Holthaus with 2 hits for Avon on Saturday. For St. Stephen, Matt Meyer had a 3-run home run in the third, and Logan Seamers was 2-for-3 in the ball game. So a final on Saturday in 7 innings. It was Avon 19, St. Stephen 3. Avon taking on Freeport today in the Victory League, and Avon defeated Freeport by a score of 6-4. 6 runs, 11 hits, and 3 errors today for Avon. 4 runs, 8 hits, and 4 errors today for Freeport. On the mound for Avon, Cole Wellman goes the distance today as he strikes out 12 in a complete game victory for Cole Wellman. Carter Holthaus, his catcher. For Freeport, Andrew Kersman starts, taking the loss. Andrew relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the 6th, and the catcher, Ben Millard. Some hitting highlights for Avon this afternoon. It was Joe Dolan, 3-for-5 today. Reese Gregory, 3-for-5 with a double. And Peyton Randall was 2-for-4 this afternoon. For Freeport, Isaac Sawyer with a double this afternoon. Brian Benson, 2-for-5. And Mason Totkus was 2-for-4. So final this afternoon from Avon, it was Avon 6 and Freeport 4. All right, that's what I got for now from the Victory League. We will take another break. When we come back, we'll get to Central Valley League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams.
Hi, my name is Brian Schlungen, president of the FSM Foundation. The Fred Schlungen Memorial Foundation was built in honor of Fred Schlungen, who passed unexpectedly last summer. Fred was a great, hardworking man who would lend a hand to just about anyone. He always had a strong passion for the game of baseball, mixed with his love and unrivaled support for his grandkids. We started FSM to bring the youth of our communities and the game of baseball together. At FSM, our mission is to create a system that offers options for play to all kids without discrimination of age, gender, race, or skill level. By supporting teams, coaches, and players through clinics, equipment, and field improvement work, we strive to improve the caliber of play for the community, the teams, and the players. Our support will level the playing field between small and large communities by providing big support in a small community. We want Fred's generosity, humble demeanor, and passion for the game to live on. This foundation will help us do that by supporting communities the way he would want. Our mantra is have fun, stay humble, and be great. To that end, I invite you all to come join us for the FSM Foundation kickoff event taking place in St. Martin on July 3rd against none other than the Farm Flames, the team to which Fred played for. Game time is slated for 8:15, but come early as there will be door prizes, raffle chances, and a full concession stand with the best burgers you can find. Follow us on Facebook for further details on the foundation and for a feed of future plans and events. Thank you to all those who have volunteered their time to get this going and to those who have already donated to our cause.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Water scale buildup in St. Augusta?
Leaky faucets in Luxembourg?
Loud AC in Albany?
Pleasant Lake drinking water? Not so pleasant?
Shower too cold in Cold Spring?
Better get Gilk. This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services, if you live around these towns and have any plumbing, heating, AC, electrical, or water issues, we're here to help.
And don't forget, we deliver salt and water. Visit us at gilkplumbing.com, a Ream Pro partner.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
It's your Dick Butch Show tonight here on KASM Radio. We've got a few more Victory League scores and highlights. We'll get those, and then we'll get to the Central Valley League. In the Victory League on Friday night, Sobieski at Piers taking on the Lakers, and it was Piers-Lakers 5, Sobieski 4. The Piers-Lakers, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Sobieski, 4 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Carter Petron starts on the mound, relieved by Chase Becker in the 6th. He'll get the win for the Lakers. Matt Phillippe starts, relieved by Colin Cray in the 8th. Bo Thoma in the 9th. He is the losing pitcher for Sobieski. Hitting highlights for the Lakers on Friday night. Brady Petron, 2-for-5 with a double. Peter Herman had a double, and Colton Hepke with a double. Preston Rochelow scored the game-winning run on a pass ball in the bottom of the 9th inning. Sobieski hitting highlights. Matt Phillippe was 4-for-5 in the ball game. Colin Cray had a solo home run in the 9th inning, and Bo Thoma 1-for-4 with a double. So final on Friday night, the Piers-Lakers 5, Sobieski 4. On Saturday, Randall was at St. Wendell, and this ball game went 14 innings where Randall defeated St. Wendell 5-2. 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Randall, 2 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for St. Wendell. Caleb Strock starts on the mound for Randall, relieved by Travis Wenzel in the 11th. He's the winning pitcher. Ricky Drew comes in the 14th inning. Caleb Strock re-enters and gets the save for Randall. Strock struck out 22 batters in that ballgame. For St. Wendell, Austin Diekman starts. He takes the loss. He threw 13 1/3 innings. Ronaldo Ramos comes in the 14th inning. Hitting highlights for Randall on Saturday, Ricky Drew, 2-for-6, Andrew Murad, 2-for-5, Caleb Strock had a double, and Kyle Peterchek and a two-run double in the 14th inning for Randall. For St. Wendell, Tyler Halds, Austin Diekman, Tanner Tomczyk, Logan Harn all had singles. Game was scoreless through 14 innings. 14 innings when finally the game ended up being Randall 5, St. Wendell 2 on Saturday. Wow. Other games taking place in the Victory League today. We had Opole at Randall. Randall defeats Opole 6-5. 6 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors for Randall. Opole, 5 runs, 11 hits, 6 errors. Pitching for Randall today, Zach Guast is the winning pitcher. He pitches a complete game. Tate Lang starts for Opole. Isaiah Folsom comes in, takes the loss. And also Sam Butler did pitch for Opole today. Hitting highlights for Randall this afternoon. Dylan Lasavich was 2-for-4 with a double. Zach Guast, 2-for-4. And for Opole, Brody Holtz, 4-for-4. Alex Lang had a double, and Dierks Opatz was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon was Randall 6, Opole 5. Sobieski at Uppsala today, and Sobieski defeats Uppsala 6-2. 6 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for Sobieski. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Uppsala. Colin Ekman on the mound gets the win for Sobieski today. Bo Toma in the 8th inning for Sobieski. For Uppsala, Bryce Beniak starts, taking the loss, relieved by Hunter Moore in the 4th inning. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today. Matt Barr was 2-for-3. He had a solo home run in the 2nd. Colin Ekman was 2-for-4 with a double. And Bo Toma, 2-for-4 with a double. Matt Phillippe was 2-for-5. For Uppsala, C.J. Clear, 2-for-4. For Uppsala this afternoon, as Sobieski defeats Uppsala this afternoon, 6-2. We had St. Wendell hosting St. Stephen today, and it was St. Wendell coming out with the victory over St. Stephen, 13-11. 13 runs, 15 hits, 4 errors for St. Wendell. St. Stephen, 11 runs, 10 hits, and 4 errors. Logan Harn starts on the mound for St. Wendell, relieved by Tanner Tomczyk in the 4th. Ronaldo Ramos in the 9th inning. He is the winning pitcher for St. Wendell today. For St. Stephen, Nick Krippner starts, relieved by Chris Belling in the 4th. Cole Fuker in the 9th. He'll take the loss. Hitting highlights for St. Wendell this afternoon, Austin Diekman, 2-for-4. He had 5 RBIs and a grand slam in the 9th to win this ballgame for St. Wendell. Tyler Hultz was 3-for-5. Tanner Tomczyk, 3-for-4. For St. Stephen today, Matt Meyer, 3-for-6. He had a 3-run homer in the 3rd. Cole Fuker, 2-for-5 with solo home runs in the 1st and 7th innings. And Chris Belling was 2-for-4 with a double. A final this afternoon from St. Wendell. St. Wendell, 13. St. Stephen, 11. That'll do it for the Victory League. Now let's go over to the Central Valley League. And on Saturday, I had my Chasm Game of the Week over in Kimball. And this was a dandy. It goes 11 innings. Kimball coming out on top, beating Luxembourg 8-7. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Kimball. 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg. On the mound for Kimball, Tommy Friesen starts, relieved by Andy Dingman in the 6th. Zach Dingman in the 8th. He'll get the win. And the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For Luxembourg on Saturday, J.T. Harn goes the distance, taking the loss in 11 innings. Logan Adams was the catcher. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday, Austin Rooley, 4-for-5 in this ballgame. Austin with a solo home run in the 5th inning, a 3-run homer in the 9th inning to tie the game up and send it to extra innings. Tommy Friesen, 2-for-6 with a double. Zach Schmidt, 3-for-5 with a double. And Cade Marquardt had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 11th inning for the Kimball Express. For Luxembourg on Saturday, Luke Harn was 2-for-6. Ethan Pruth, 2-for-5 with a double. Josh Lanko had a double. Luke Schmidt a double. And Tyler Stang all with doubles. As Kimball defeats Luxembourg on Saturday in 11 innings, 8-7. On Saturday, it was St. Augusta at Pearl Lake. And in 7 innings, Pearl Lake defeats St. Augusta 14-3. 14 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for St. Augusta. Mitch Winicky on the mound for Pearl Lake. He'll get the win, relieved by Chance Berger in the 6th, and the catcher, Colton Pruth. For St. Augusta, Nate Green starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nevin Bloom in the 3rd, Sean Kenning in the 4th, and the catcher, Trey Tongas. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake on Saturday, Austin Lensmeyer, 2-for-3. Austin had 2 doubles. Alex Lensmeyer was 3-for-3. Nick Schmidt, 3-for-4 with 3 doubles. Adam Braun, 3-for-4 with a double, and Andrew Schmidt had a double. For Pearl Lake, Aaron Pruth, 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs, and Nate Green was 2-for-4. A final on Saturday in 7 innings. It was Pearl Lake 14, St. Augusta 3. On Sunday in the Central Valley League, it was Pearl Lake taking on Watkins today, and Watkins was at Pearl Lake. Pearl Lake defeats Watkins 7-6. 7 runs, 16 hits, 1 error for Pearl Lake. 6 runs, 9 hits, and no errors for Watkins. On the mound today for Pearl Lake, Justin Kunkel will pick up the win, relieved by Adam Braun in the 7th. He gets the save. The catchers today, Adam Braun and Alex Lensmeyer. For Watkins, Lane Harf starts, taking the loss, relieved by Dan Berg in the 4th inning, and the catcher was Brendan Ashton. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake this afternoon, Max Box, 3-for-4. He had a double, and he had a grand slam home run in the 4th inning. Nick Schmidt was 2-for-3 with a double and a triple. Justin Kunkel, 3-for-5 with a double. Austin Lensmeyer, 3-for-4. And Andrew Schmidt, 3-for-4 with a double. For Watkins this afternoon, Nolan Geislinger, 2-for-5 with a double. Brendan Ashton had a 2-run homer in the 7th. Carson Geislinger, 2-for-4 with a double. And Lane Harp and Matt Geislinger, each with doubles. A final this afternoon from Pearl Lake, it was Pearl Lake 7, Watkins 6. Luxembourg over at St. Augusta this afternoon, and Luxembourg defeats St. Augusta 6-5. 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Luxembourg. 5 runs, 8 hits, 7 errors for St. Augusta. Reed Funenstein on the mound will pick up the win today for Luxembourg as he strikes out 10, relieved by Logan Adams in the 7th. Brady Kenning in the 8th, he'll get the save, and the catcher, Cade Stang. For St. Augusta, Travis Laudenbach goes the distance, taking the loss, his catcher, Nathan Green. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, Cade Stang, 3-for-5, and Jake Stahlberger was 2-for-4. For St. Augusta, Aaron Pruth, 2-for-5, Nevin Bloom, 3-for-5, and Marcus Lummel had a double. A final this afternoon from St. Augusta, Luxembourg 6, St. Augusta 5. And we had St. Nick over in Kimball this afternoon, and St. Nick defeats Kimball by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for St. Nick. 5 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Kimball. Andrew Bouch on the mound will get the win today for St. Nick, relieved by Caden Braun in the 6th, Dylan Roush in the 9th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Tanner Roush. For Kimball, Zach Wallner starts on the mound, taking the loss, relayed by Andy Dingman in the 6th, and the catchers were Shugs Hannon and Cade Marquardt. Some hitting highlights for St. Nick today. Tanner Anderson, 2-for-5 with a double and 2 RBIs. Alex Berenbacher, 1-for-2 with a couple RBIs. And Dylan Roush was 2-for-5 today for the Knicks. For Kimball, Tommy Friesen, 3-for-5. Matt Friesen, 3-for-4 with a double. And Cade Marquardt, 2-for-5. He had a 2-run home run in the 1st. A triple and 5 RBIs today for the Express as St. Nick defeats Kimball this afternoon 6-5. We'll take another break here on the Dick Foote Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business. But Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20. 101.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor.
ThermoTech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. ThermoTech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. ThermoTech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about ThermoTech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back on the Dick Butch Show, we've got a couple more scores that came in from the Central Valley League on Friday night. It was Watkins defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 2-0 on Friday night. And then today the Cold Spring Rockies defeated Eden Valley by a score of 5-1. That's all I have on those two ball games. Let's go over to the Stearns County League on Friday night. Richmond traveled up to El Rosa. They resumed a game that had started back on May 24th. And then got into trouble with rain. So at the time, that game was 3-2 Al Rosa. They were leading. And the resumption of the game, it went 10 innings on Friday night, and Al Rosa ends up winning 7-6 over Richmond in 10 innings Friday night. Peyton Van Beck, actually, it's 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Al Rosa, 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. Peyton Van Beck starts on the mound, relieved by Ethan Boat in the fourth. Will Van Beck comes in the eighth. He gets the win, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Actually, the catcher's Jackson Peter had started, and then Blaine Fisher. For Richmond, Dalton Thielen starts this ball game, relieved by Taylor Bregelman in the ninth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for El Rosa in this ball game: Derek Wiener, 5-for-6. He had a double. That was El Rosa's highlights, 5-for-6 with a double for Derek Wiener. For Richmond, Tyler Prom, 3-for-4. Kyle Buddy had a double. Sam Holthouse was 2-for-4, and Goose Hadley with a double. So a final on Friday night, the resumed game between Richmond and El Rosa. It goes 10 innings with El Rosa winning 7-6. Roscoe was at Farming on Friday night, and Farming defeats Roscoe by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Farming. 4 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors for Roscoe. Ethan Navargill on the mound for Farming will pick up the win, relieved by Adam Neibauer in the eighth. He gets the save, and the catcher, Josh Becker. For Roscoe, Bryce Vanderbeek starts, taking the loss, relieved by Josh McAdams in the seventh inning, Nicholas Utch in the eighth inning, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Farming on Friday night, Adam Winkles, 3-for-4. He had two doubles. Josh Becker was 2-for-4 with a double. Carson Holthaus, Ethan Navratil, and Tyler Schrader all had doubles. For Roscoe, Russell Leindecker was 3-for-4. Jordan Schlaper, 2-for-4. Max Ottman was 2-for-5. Brayton Pung, 2-for-5. And Brandon Schlaper, 2-for-5. A final on Friday night, it was Farming 8, Roscoe 4. A couple ball games today in the Stearns County League. Greenwald at El Rosa, and El Rosa defeats Greenwald by a score of 6-2. 6 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Greenwald. Peyton Van Beck starts on the mound for El Rosa today. Ashton Dingman relieves him in the second inning. He gets the win. Wyatt Stephenson in the eighth inning. And the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For Greenwald, Grant Musho starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the third. And the catcher, Tyler Thomas. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa. Blaine Fisher was 2-for-5. And for Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer was 2-for-3. So a final on Sunday afternoon from El Rosa. It was El Rosa 6, Greenwald 2. Numinic at Spring Hill today, and Spring Hill defeats Numinic by a score of 6-1. 6 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error for Numinic. Ben Welly starts on the mound for Spring Hill this afternoon, gives way to Anthony Reverman in the sixth. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Daniel Spanier. For Numinic, Will Funk starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Sand in the eighth, and the catcher Brandon Holm. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Eric Terrace, 2-for-4 with a double. Ethan Meyer was 3-for-5. He had a solo home run in the seventh inning. Jamie Terrace, 2-for-5, and Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-3 with a solo home run in the seventh inning. For Numinic, Caden Sand was 2-for-4. So a final this afternoon from Spring Hill. It was Spring Hill 6, Numinic 1. That'll do it for the scores and highlights portion of the Dick Foote Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at those schedules for the week ahead and name our Chasm Game of the Week. Game, that's all coming up next here on KASN.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
At Dairyland Supply and Sac Center, we understand the frustration of breakdowns and not being able to get parts in a timely manner. But what stands out for us is we care. Mike, Dan, and Lashana will do the best they can to get you up and running in a timely manner. So if you are in need of parts for your TMR mixer, manure spreader, manure pump, feed cart, etc., give Dairyland Supply a call. We can also ship parts out if you are farther away. Don't hesitate, call Dairyland Supply. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Foote Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl Woken and Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events, and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Hey, welcome back. The Dick Putz Show tonight here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you. Let's take a look at some of these schedules, our upcoming games for next week over in the County Line League on Sunday, July the 7th. It'll be Starbuck at Regal. These are 1:30 games, Starbuck at Regal, New London Spicer at Painesville, and Atwater at Norway Lake Sunbird. Those are all July 7th at 1:30. Over in the Central Valley League coming up next week on Wednesday night, it'll be Kimball at Eden Valley. That's Wednesday night at 7:30, Kimball at Eden Valley. And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, St. Augusta at Watkins, Kimball at Eden, or actually St. Augusta at Watkins. We have St. Nick at Pearl Lake, and the Cold Spring Rockies, they'll be at Luxembourg. That is on Sunday the 7th. Over in the Stearns County League, coming up next week on July the 3rd, it'll be Farming at St. Martin. That'll be at 8:15 on Wednesday night, July the 3rd. Farming at St. Martin, 8:15, and that will be our Chasm Game of the Week. We'll have that broadcast from St. Martin on Wednesday night at 8:15. Farming at St. Martin. On Saturday, it'll be Roscoe at El Rosa. That's a 1:30 game, Roscoe at El Rosa on Saturday. And then on Sunday, looks like Meyer Grove will be at Spring Hill. This is a 1:30 start time, Meyer Grove at Spring Hill. They're going to resume a postponed game from June the 2nd, where Meyer Grove was leading 11-10 in the seventh inning. So that game will be resumed. Meyer Grove leading 11-10 in the seventh inning. That'll be played on Sunday at 1:30 over in Spring Hill. Also on Sunday, Lake Henry is at Roscoe at 1:30. Lake Henry at Roscoe, 1:30. Richmond at St. Martin, that's at 1:30. Richmond at St. Martin, 1:30. We have Farming at Greenwald, that's at 1:30. Farming at Greenwald at 1:30. And then Spring Hill will be at Meyer Grove. Spring Hill at Meyer Grove, that'll be at 1:30, as those two teams will finish that other game, and then pick up with another new ball game. So, and then we have El Rosa at New Munich. El Rosa at New Munich at 1:30 on Sunday next weekend. So lots of amateur baseball going on. We get into July and, yep, start heating things up as teams kind of position themselves for the playoffs. That'll do it. Another jam-packed Dick Putz Show tonight with lots of scores and highlights. Just know that Joyce has recorded the Dick Putz Show, and Kirby will archive that on our website at mychasm.com, mychasm.com. So if you want to go listen to the rebroadcast of the Dick Putz Show, you certainly can do that by going to our homepage right across the top. It says Sports. Click that Sports. You'll get a drop-down box, and then you'll get some options there where you can choose the Dick Putz Show right on the Sports tab. That'll do it for now. Thank you, Joyce. Back at our studios in Albany, this is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show. It is 7:44, and it is 70 degrees outside. The Twins had a final of 5-3, taking over the Mariners. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to everybody that had a birthday this last week and coming up this week. Gary over in Bird Island on June 27th. My cousin Dorothy today, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Emily on July 1st and Andy on July 2nd and Sydney on July 3rd. With that, I hope you all have a safe and happy 4th of July. This is Joyce Jansen saying good night. Till next time.
Hey, Opie, we found somebody who can sing the Opie's Gold Service Guarantee song.
Well, he can't be better than me. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee. We arrive same day, your repair is free. See?
Yeah, great.
Or wrap it like this. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee. We arrive same day, or repair is free.
That might be too much.
Hang on, I got it. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee. We arrive same day, or repair is free.
Need your AC fixed? Call Opie's Gold.
Sunshine and great deals through DealsOnRadio.com. Minbach Fleet, $25 certificate for $18. Total Control Tree Service, a $200 certificate for $120. The Boot Shack, $50 certificate for $35. Bearcrest Family Restaurant in Albany, a $10 certificate for $5. And Corner Grocery in St. Martin, a $10 certificate for $5. Take advantage of these great savings and so many more online at DealsOnRadio.com.
I'm Dennis, representing the Stearns County Soil and Water Conservation District. Our expert staff will work one-on-one with you to create a roadmap.